Hello. Welcome to the blog. This one is about your personal development plan. Your personal development plan is the document you write which details the steps you intend to take to increase your professional skills, knowledge, and abilities. Your personal development plan is important to you because you need to consider yourself as being in a constant state of continuous development. You need to be continuously developing because the truth is that the world is changing so rapidly. If you did not work hard to update and improve your skill set, you would quickly find that your knowledge base was obsolete. The rate of change in the marketplace is more rapid now than it has ever been. If you consider the major changes, the technological advances, in the last 10 years, then you will know that industries that have existed for years are suddenly struggling to survive. For example, printed paper books and magazines are struggling against the electronic books and iPad readers. And other industries that did not exist 10 years ago are now growing like crazy, such as online gambling. So it is true that you will have to work hard to keep up. You are competing for your position in a competitive and innovative work environment, and you must be able to demonstrate your ability to add value to the marketplace. But working hard does not mean physically working hard, lifting heavy weights. It means work hard to develop your mental skills, your professional skills. What are the major professional skill sets to develop? There are 7 major skills to develop. Here is a list of the 7 major skills to develop. 1. Technical skills relating to the provision of your product or service. 2. Leadership skills relating to the ability to set clear and distinct goals. 3. Communication skills relating to your ability to accurately transfer your facts, feelings, information, and ideas into the minds of other people, by both the spoken and the written word. 4. Problem-solving skills that relate to your ability to achieve the goals that you have set or those that have been assigned to you. 5. People skills relating to your ability to handle difficult people and conflict, and to make effective negotiations that result in progress. 6. Self-management skills relating to your ability to always be in the right place at the right time, in the right mood. 7. Management of other people skills relating to your ability to inspire the best work output from the other people you work with. Let us make notes on each one of the above 7. 1. Technical skills relating to the provision of your product or service. You need to know your stuff. If you are not up to speed in the latest advances or innovations that pertain to the delivery of your product or service, then you are in danger. The only way that you can make progress and earn more next year is to improve your knowledge base. How can you improve your knowledge base? 4 ways. 1. Read. Read the books and journals that are specific to your industry. 2. Observe what others in the field are doing. Don't miss anything. 3. Think. Sit down and ponder. Maybe you could be the first one to do the next new thing. 4. Review. Go over your old notes. Don't forget what you already know. If you don't use a memory, then it fades. So practice, practice, practice. Leadership skills relating to the ability to set clear and distinct goals. Your ultimate aim is to be successful. And in order to be successful, you must progress. And in order to progress, you must mentally mark out points along the way. These points are your short and medium range goals. You progress by setting goals and working to achieve them. But you cannot achieve a goal that you never set. The first step to achieving a goal is to set it. Leaders are good at setting clear and distinct goals. The goal acts as the focus point for all planning and activity. If you don't set goals, then you can have no plan. If you have no goals and no plan, then you cannot progress. Therefore, you should set goals. 2. Communication skills relating to your ability to accurately transfer your facts, feelings, information, and ideas into the minds of other people, by means of both the spoken and the written word. Communication skills are a vital component of your professional development, because you have to be able to elicit the best performance from others. And in order to do that, you need to be able to use words effectively. If you cannot use words well, then miscommunications, misunderstandings, upset and conflicts will dog your trail. You will not progress well. If you do develop your skills, as a wordsmith, both in the written and spoken form, then you will be able to accurately express your ideas and transfer information without confusion. If you are able to accurately express your ideas and transfer information, then you will progress much faster. Study communication skills. Study language. 4. Problem-solving skills that relate to your ability to achieve the goals that you have set or goals that have been assigned to you. Setting a goal immediately presents you with the problem of how to achieve that goal. You need to study and improve your ability to solve problems, to create solutions capable of eliminating the problem or circumnavigating it. Problem solving requires the following skills: skills of analysis, the ability to break a problem down to its component parts; skills of logic, the ability to formulate a logical plan of action; skills of creativity, the ability to make intuitive leaps and arrive at a new and unique solution to an old problem. Logic and creativity are all skills that can be developed and learned. We recommend that you do. 5. People skills, relating to your ability to handle difficult people and conflict, and to make effective negotiations resulting in progress. Whenever you try to implement a plan, you will find that some people won't like it. They may become difficult and may oppose you and your plan. If your plan is sound, then you must learn to handle the difficult person and manage the conflict situation. You may need to develop your negotiation skills. Handling difficult people means not getting angry and losing your temper. Not getting upset and giving away concessions simply to avoid the conflict. Managing the conflict by using objective language and negotiation skills to lead the person to a workable solution. Objective language is language of fact, not of emotion and judgment. Objective language is to be compared to subjective language. Subjective language is language of emotions and judgment. When you are in conflict, use objective factual language, not emotionalized subjective language. 6. Self-management skills, relating to your ability to always be in the right place at the right time, in the right mood. Self-management means primarily being in the right place at the right time. If you are not in the right place, or you are late, then obviously you are not going to make the grade. But less obviously, you must be able to arrive in the right mood, in the right frame of mind. You must be ready mentally and emotionally for whatever the event demands. You might call this skill emotional management. Some people use the term emotional intelligence. If you are required to be motivated, but you are not, then you won't win. If the situation requires that you are energetic and you arrive feeling tired, then you won't win. If the situation requires that you are focused and you are distracted, then you won't win. You must become more able to direct your own mind and mood and master yourself. If you cannot manage yourself, then what are the chances that you can manage others? 8. Management of other people skills, relating to your ability to inspire the best work output from the other people you work with. If you combine the preceding abilities, good product and technical knowledge, good goal setting skills, good use of language, good planning and problem solving skills, good conflict management skills, good self-management skills. If you combine these together, then you are in a very strong position to achieve the last requirement, the ability to inspire the best work output from the other people you work with. This is the ultimate goal: to inspire others to give their best performance. Your life is enriched to the degree to which you can inspire others around you to give you their best efforts. If everyone around you was inspired to give you their best efforts, then what would your life be like? But you would agree that in order to inspire other people to give you their best, then you must be prepared to give them your best. You cannot get something for nothing. You reap whatever you sow. Only if you plant good seeds will you get a good crop. Therefore, work on developing your personal development plan. Do it today.